That's the number. Give us a call. Midday Live, Dr. Mike Cathro. Time to go out to our friend Michael Wilson. His Twitter handle is Michael Wilson, ESQ. Michael, of course, MYCHAL. Michael, a lot going on in the sexual harassment suit against Ailes, and now O'Reilly got dragged into it. And our producer, our crack producer, Bernard, brought in an article about O'Reilly's previous sexual harassment case. So there's been a pattern, right?
Yeah, definitely part of what we would call corporate culture of Fox.
Yeah.
And I think the most interesting thing is, you know, Fox leans conservative, and you know, there's a history of hypocrisy amongst the conservatives. And that's a shot over your bow there, Dr. Drew. But
how's that?
Listen,
about what?
Well, regarding in terms of the conservative side, the conservative party, look.
That's why I'm independent. I'm with neither party because both have hubris and you know, sort of nonsense.
Okay, my apologies for the mistake. But listen, the thing about the Fox thing is what they pled in the complaint too was interesting. Is they pled that, you know, this is like a frat like playboy like culture there, and there is concealment of what's going on at Fox. Not only that, is Ailes got a $40 million parachute, golden parachute, when he resigned.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you know, this seems to go to the top where the lieutenants of Fox actually condone this type of behavior.
I want to I want to sexually harass people at Fox News. That's my dream job.
What do you mean?
All I get to do is talk horribly to women and then get $40 million.
Oh, I see.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, and some of the stuff O'Reilly is saying, I'm reading this previous article, the previous lawsuit, not this one, but the old sexual harassment lawsuit. Some of the stuff he says is just awful, the kind of the bullying. And
I don't like it. Let me put it that way. It's so gross, I don't like it.
But it's gross on the sexual misconduct, but it's also scary
just
the way he
threatens. Yeah, aggressive.
Mean.
Right.
It's awful.
And you know, as a whistleblower attorney, I can tell you one of the issues, you know, what occurs is, you know, you report this type of conduct because it's against company policy. There's an employee handbook and tells you the procedure what you're supposed to do if you're faced with sexual harassment or if you suspect any type of fraud or anything illegal. And so it seems like Carlson and these women have gone this route and reported this sexual harassment, and then they're retaliated against and then become blacklisted. And you know, Andrea, Miss Tanneros, has a great case here.
So
it seems to be pervasive. It seems to be pervasive within the Fox organization.
But, Michael, so there's an employee handbook that tells them how to handle sexual harassment. What if they didn't do it while they were an employee? Does that work against them?
Yeah, but, you know, you still may have a case. But, you know, the idea is when you have something like this and you're an employee is to obtain documents. Whether it's emails, whether it's letters, you know, in your employee file, and to have that as evidence. Listen, when I blew the whistle on Bristol Myers Squibb and they settled for $515 million in 2007, and just recently for $30 million, I was part of that case a month ago for $30 million, I had so many documents to help prove the case. So I gave these documents over to my attorneys. The Justice Department had them. And, you know, there were smoking gun emails. There was smoking gun evidence. And that's what, if you're sexually harassed, or people who are listening to this program, or if you're just harassed, discriminated against, because of the burden of proof, you need to have some great smoking gun material evidence.
It seems like in this case she was just sort of chronicling stuff. I don't know what she was documenting the whole time she was an employee. Is that what she was doing?
Well, she may have been. I mean, if there are witnesses. Listen, sexual harassment doesn't have to be any physical touching. I mean, it could be offensive remarks.
That seems like mostly what this is, and they're terrible remarks. But my question is, when you say a smoking gun, is it just my having written something down 3 years ago? Is that enough?
Yeah, or you report it to human resources. You know, here's another thing you have to realize too is when you go through the process of a company and you report stuff to human resources and the GC, the general counsel of the company, they're always will side on the side of the company. They're there to protect the company. What people have to do is go out and get a private attorney, a plaintiff's attorney, to start litigating the matter. Because obviously what we see here in with Fox is a cover-up. There's a, you know, you have these women. You have Megyn Kelly, who also alleges that she was sexually harassed.